Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Happy New Day, Jugs. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone is having a wonderful, wonderful day. The birds are chirping. The sun is shining. If you're on the west side of Atlanta, the pots are potting. The crackhead is cracking. The J's are jaying. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. And I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors over at Good Sam, Jeff, and Arbitrary Lorraine Fitness. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much. Call you later. No. You're good. I'm going to go to the shop. Love you, too. Yep. So I am leaving Good Samaritan this morning. Sorry about that. I'm leaving Good Samaritan this morning, to get my vitals checked. So you folks are on this journey with me. Before we get into today's topic, I just want to encourage everybody to take care of themselves the best way they know how. Try different healing practices that will keep you here longer on this earth and also help you go through different things faster. Monday night, I spent the night in the emergency room. It was a tough time. I've had several tests done and several things done for that this week. That's why I'm leaving a doctor's appointment right now, because I had to get some more blood work done to make sure everything is gone. They said it was a severe case of food poisoning. And watch this, y'all. I eat raw and healthy 90% of the time. That other 10% is allowed for me to eat cookies and whatever other junk I feel I need. But no worries. I am feeling better. In a good headspace. And, yeah, I just want to shout out to my friends for coming to my aid, because, y'all, it was so rough on Monday. I just, I did not know if I was coming or going, okay, because those pains, you've ever had food poisoning, those pains are definitely ones that are, they are rough on you, on the system. You can experience diarrhea and vomiting. I didn't have the diarrhea, but I had a lot of vomiting and just feeling dizzy and a lot of pain in my gut area and a lot of pains. I thought a number of things was happening to me, but, you know, I'm still getting there, almost fully recovered, and all is well. So, if I teach you nothing else today, be well and go off and make sure you get yourself well as your family members. Like, all is well. And all that being well and said and done, y'all know one of my favorite holidays is coming up. if you guessed it and you know what it is, you know it is 420. It is 420. 20 is one of the coolest holidays to me because it celebrates the cannabis lifestyle. A lot of people say it's glorifying drug use, but I am an advocate for hemp products, THC, CBD, LMNOP if they got another one. I want to educate you a little bit about it today, and I'll tie into how it has helped me later on. But the industry is worth so many hundreds of millions of dollars that they don't even know how to actually put a cap on it, and so they've been trying to legalize it in some places. It's still illegal in other places. It has come time that most people have, you know, used it as gateway drugs, they say, but it's all about the person and the usage. And hemp-like products. The tobacco industry has been booming and bucking for years, and now that this has come about, people are trying to see how they can capitalize on it, how they can use it for good, and a lot of good has come out of the hemp world. And when it comes to using it for different medicinal reasons, I love to wear it. I wear hemp products. I have some clothing, and my clothing is, you know, said that it is 85% cooler and warmer, depending on the type you wear and the time of year, than cotton. Cotton is great. Love cotton, but this has, let me get a drink of water. Again, coming from a doctor's appointment, and I didn't drink or eat anything this morning just in case they had to do another scan on my abdomen. Okay, we're back. So a lot of the time, the products that are used every day can be used from hemp products. There are cleaning products that have came from the hemp plant and flower. There are, definitely, like I said, I wear it in some of my clothing, hair products, skin products. The one that is near and dear to me has to be using CBD for your mental capacity. And what all the things that looks like. When it comes to a person, a neurodivergent person, this is a game changer. Okay, so this is something that has really been a help and a pivotal momentum movement in neurodivergent lives and their family lives. Jenny McCarthy is one person that I know she stands for it. She uses these products to use them with her child, and her child is on the spectrum, and she has a book called A Mother's Love, and she talks about all the variables of things that she felt happened to her son prior to his diagnosis of autism, and how she felt very strongly that vaccines played a major part in behavior of things and how things just, you know, they came about. So I read this this book, and I read it from a mother's perspective, trying to help her child out, going do anything and everything that she can to reassure her child had everything that he needs to develop, you know, as they're going through this process. And she talked about hemp products and heavy metal detoxes and different diets in order to get, you know, to a place of from nonverbal to verbal, from choppy speech to whole sentences and communicating effectively to claps and flaps and typical behavior to being lessened or reduced down to minimum of nothing. And so once I was going through the process of Gage being diagnosed and all the things, I, you know, was like, oh, I feel that maybe this is one way or this is another. So many things came up for me, and I was just like, okay, throughout my years of it, I have not used any stronger drugs, if this is considered a drug or a controlled substance. I have partaked in marijuana. I've done CBD and THC tinctures. For my joint pain, I have CBD cream. And I've used these products first. When I heard about mommies using these products for their children, and they're seeing a significant amount of improvement, or they're seeing a significant amount of change in behaviors, in mood, even in body language, I was like, I am going to try these things with my child, you know, beyond the disbelief or dismay that people have placed on these products, that they're not good for your children, you're just getting your children, you know, hooked on a substance, and this is a gateway substance to other drugs. That's what society will have you believe. But anything that is discussed and talked about in a medical manner, and anything that is just like touchable and reachable in research, it has some type of significance that I feel people, you know, kind of dismiss. Also, when you think about THC and CBD, you want to know how does it affect the body. Body, in the manner that it reaches a level of your brain that is noticed, that is identified as your endocrinoid. Once it reaches these receptors, it is able to allow the brain to go through reuptake and disperse dopamine that makes you feel better. This is a natural reaction that your body helps you go through, and it gives these processes out. Also, there THC reaches a level, and depending on the type of strain, it can make you feel it in your body or you can feel it in your mind. So these are two different ways of looking at it, because you'll have a sativa, which is an upper, and the indica, which is a downer. But you can also have different strands that were curated for different things, ADD, ADHD, autism, Asperger's, Parkinson's disease, nausea for the mommies out there, who still partake in marijuana during pregnancy. I have had, you know, a doctor say, hey, it doesn't really affect the baby in a manner that we have seen, you know, differences other than like drugs, but marijuana had not had any effect on the fetus while it was being developed. So that said a lot about it within itself. Also, when we're looking at different, you know, we can say, okay, that didn't make sense, or that that doesn't seem right to be doing, I feel that some people just kind of get one-sided and they don't really want to look at the good things that hemp has provided. And so some of the times people would say, well, I think they just want to be high all day. They want to be out of their mind and they're frying their brain cells. But in actuality, certain strains of THC or CBD helps go in and repair the brain. It repairs those cells at a cellular level, like molecules, and it's able to bond with these molecules and replicate the molecules and aid in healing. That's why a lot of people who do partake in marijuana, they say, you know, I'm more calm, I'm more level-headed, I can think straight, I am able to differentiate my reality from my subconscious, I'm able to really tap in with myself and be honest with myself. So when I think it comes to the use of it and the way that it is being handled, I think that society has given it a negative connotation. Also, when it comes to our children using it and our elderly, a lot of improvements have been made. Studies have shown that people that partake in cannabis and cannabis products, you know, they're lowering their heart rate, they're lowering their blood pressure, they're lowering their anxiety, they're lowering their reaction time to their anger. And so these people are really doing some magnificent work when it comes to inner work, and they're using a plant that was grown from the earth, that was dried out, and these things lead up to different things that people are saying, oh, well, can't you find something else to do besides, you know, marijuana? It's just pot. You're a pothead, and you're wasting your time. Y'all, I've heard it all. But watch this. Depending on the strand, honey, I can go and write a 15-page dissertation and have you 4 pages of that can back up my theory and all these quotes and information that I find credible sources that I can put together because I sat still long enough and focused. Adult ADD and ADHD is real, guys. And if you are parenting more than 2 children at a time, God bless you. God bless the mother that has 5 or 6. Her ADD and ADHD is through the roof, and it's simply because she's operating and helping out these different people who are attached to her via they came through her life force. So she has a personal connection with each one of these little people, and then you have to be there for them in a different capacity. ADHD right there, because now you're turning off one mood, turning on another, turning off one way that you are to turn on another one, to a different mindset, to a different way that you speak to a different child and the differences that they may encounter, and maybe they understand it here and maybe they don't. Maybe you have to give them the down. So you're all over the place all day. For sure, you have experienced monkey mind. And for those of you who don't know who monkey mind is, that is the term we use in yoga. And that term is to describe that you are in a space where you're sitting still, your body is physically still, your focus is on your mind and the thoughts that's coming. And as quickly as they come in, you need to quickly release them. But what you will see is that as you try to release the thought, more thoughts are coming in and your mind is jumping all over the place like a monkey from tree to tree. And now you can't focus in on all the things, monkey mind. But bringing the awareness back to your breath and maybe bringing an awareness back to your joint will help you center and stable your mind and your mood and your breath, connecting mind, body, and spirit. But they don't talk about these things. They only talk about, oh, man, you know, you must be high or something. You're a little spaced out. What you got going on? Oh, you might not need to smoke. You in your thoughts. Or you thinking like that. That's the weed. That's the devil. You know, again, y'all, I've heard it all. And I want you to get in the mindset that weed and marijuana is no different from alcohol. Alcohol is the most abused drug that is out on the market. Watch this. Let me say it again. Alcohol of mishandled, misused, inappropriately consumed drug on the planet. Alcohol. You cannot deny that there isn't a problem there when you think about drunk drivers, people being loud and belligerent, people being excused from the public because you are a public shame, people who have been in hibernation for years because they was condemned about using a product that helped them become better.
Now watch this, my geriatrics. We talked about the kids with neurodivergencies and differences and deficiencies. But let's talk about the adults. Let's talk about the geriatric pains and what they're going through in their mental. What does their mental look like? We kind of put that to the side sometimes, but what their mental looks like is where, sorry, y'all, it's got a little bit of feedback here. Sorry, one second. Bear with me. Just trying to get a mic and it's not. But anyway, let's talk about, sorry about that, guys. People have no regard to my time, my space, and that's a boundary I have to create. Got to create my boundaries, be a little bit better in my boundaries. But also when it comes to our geriatrics and our older community, they are relying on things. They have pains. They're up against mental disease, you know, disorders, other things are. Other things are ailing them mentally, and sometimes their bodily functions are needed to need assistance and help. So, boundaries. I must have boundaries. Do apologize for all of those things. But also, when our older people are letting us know that maybe they're getting disgruntled, maybe they're just in a space where they don't always react the way that we want them to, you know, they need help and they need perspective too. So a lot of the times these things will come into play and CBD will help. THC will help. Edibles are wonderful, guys, especially if you are having a little bit of a crisis or you are going through things and you're learning how to accept yourself and accept where you are. Listen, a lot of things can transpire from that. And you have to be open and receptive to receive those things. So like I said, edibles. Edibles are a prime example. When people are fighting depression, edibles have been known to help people in that mental capacity. Also, when you are experiencing pain and loss and you are feeling like you don't have a way to go, all of these things are playing major roles in your life, and they can be helped with the use of THC or CBD. I know some of y'all don't want to hear this today, but it is the way that we are, you know, turning into the world. Western medicine has taken us so far, but it's shown to have a lot of side effects behind it. So if you're not into alternative practices when it comes to your health, then this may be your sign. Take a moment and do your own research. Watch this. Think about any ailments or dis-ease or discomfort that you have right now in your body. Think about all those things. Maybe you got joint pain, hip pain. Maybe your mental has been, you know, up and down. And you got to realize, guys, you know, we're still, you know, post-pandemic. A lot of different things are still going on, and people are still operating in certain places. And it may not be the most healthiest of them all, but, you know, people are meeting people where they are. People are learning that, you know, this may be good for them. And, you know, I always use myself as an example. My daddy, he has gotten to the point now where he understands that sometimes I need to take a moment and go take my medicine and go on about my day. And so it comes another time when he's like, oh, you over there feeling good. You ain't got no worries, no cares. And sometimes I need to be in that state. But again, y'all, it's not always THC. I'm an advocate of CBD. And now let me flip your mind. There are other herbs that you can smoke or you can ingest via tincture. And they are very, very good for you. Thyme is one of those. I have some people that they will mix their marijuana with thyme, with holy basil, lavender, sage, or get this. There are some people that have non-THC blends that help you internally. If you've been a cigarette smoker or a advocate weed smoker and you smoke things like blunts and wraps, tobacco wraps and things, you want to find something that can clear your lungs out. As for that, cleaning out your lungs, what that looks like is smoking mullein, smoking lavender, smoking holy basil, and mixing those herbs together and putting them in apples or putting them in hemp wraps or what that looks like. And so don't, because you know, you may not be in, you want to ease your mind that I don't have to smoke weed. There are other herbs that I can ingest that helps me mentally, physically, helps with my emotions. And a lot of these things are done by our food choice that we consume. Now let's take it back. Mentally, we eat chicken, right? It's been pumped with antibiotics. It's been dead for months. It's been frozen. It's been a thing. It's been a lot of things. And you don't even know what all is in it, how it was raised, all the things. Okay. You consume the chicken. now part of you is running around like a chicken with a head cut off. A part of you is scatterbrained. A part of you is because you consume what that chicken had going on, the antibiotics that was put in it, the steroids that was pumped into it, the behavior that it experienced, the mental, as it released different hormones in its body because it knows that it's on its way to the chop top, you know. They peeping and peeping, and you know, it's a lot of things going on. So you ingest all of those things. And now when it comes time for you to perform, you can't even perform in your level because you have all of these things in your body operating right now. Not all good, not all bad, but they're in your body and they're operating. How do you get past that? Watch this. Detoxing. What does detoxing look like? It may look like a charcoal foot detox, right, that has hemp and THC in it. And it pulls toxins out of your body through the largest organ on your body, which is your skin. And now we're like, oh, you know, the toxins are being pulled out. I feel a little sluggish right now. You sleep for, you know, 8-10 hours. You wake up, you feel like a superhero. And that's all because, like, you checked in with yourself. You realize that, okay, even though I'm consuming these things, there's something different. Another part of this would definitely be checking in with you and seeing how you really feel. Whether you can, you know, do THC or not, and you're open to CBD, you can see what that feels like. You can see what capacity you can hold and how you can hold it in that capacity to say, you know, I'm doing something to make me feel better. I'm doing something that I thought was kind of bad, but now I see it is good. At first, I thought it was just people want to be smoking, be high all day, but now I see they're fighting depression. They're fighting whatever ailments going on in their life. They're fighting for their life. So this is a something that maybe they need for them. And now we don't place judgment on it. Now we realize that, okay, that person needed this. That was there to help this person. They probably couldn't function without it. I have a friend that, just bringing more into it. I have a friend. She doesn't do THC. She doesn't drink. She, you know, doesn't smoke, of course. But because of her fitness journey, she has learned so much about CBD and hemp products to where she uses it in her everyday practice. And she is like, I don't think I would be here mentally and physically if it had not been for my hemp product. And this is a person who does not consume any type of drug, alcohol, anything, other than she takes her CBD drops in the morning. And then after her 3 to 4 workouts a day, well, that's stressing. I know she does 2 to 3, but she may do 3 workouts and a yoga session. That's a lot. But she'll say, oh, after this, I got to get my CBD bath bomb, you know, to take care of my joints and stuff. And this lady is vibrant. Okay, y'all, my older clients, they was like, I don't know what I did before CBD. They was like, the pain was just excruciating, and I don't even know what I would have did without having these products. And so it's out here really changing people's lives. So before you get to saying, you know, oh, people just want to be high and use drugs all day and don't want to be held accountability and don't want to be held accountable of the things they have going on, that's when you need to take a step back and worry about yourself. Because what are you not being held accountable for? What does that look like? what are you using to mask, you know, the things that you're going on? What does that look like? How are you navigating? What are some of your vices? Because if you have a problem with people and their vices and how they, you know, use different things to help them, give up some pointers. What can you do? How are you reacting in this moment? How are you being open and receptive to saying, oh, you know what? She doesn't want to be high all day. Yes, that's not the case. She's really going through some things. And those things that she's going through, you know, they're weighing heavy on her. So let me not judge this lady. Let me see, you know, what hemp has done for her. Let me see what these products are good for. And ladies, if you're out here trying to regrow your hair, you know, as we get older, our hair gets thinner. If you're out here and that's what you're working with, guess what? It's CBD for that. It's CBD hair product. Not only are they helping your follicles grow, but they're relaxing you, and then they're entering through your hair follicles down to your brain to be able to help you move forward and to help your hair grow. But you're talking about, I don't want to be high, I don't smoke that, I don't do dope. That's the old way of thinking. You got to step into this new way, this new mindset of saying, you know what, plants were put here for a reason. It was research done for a reason. I mean, them people have got it all together, and now they're out here healing the community. One CBD plant at a time. One THC joint at a time. One cream, one bath bomb. Just all the things. So I want you guys to do your own research. I want you guys to go out and really realize that a lot of things that are going on around here, you can definitely be consciousness and know what's going on, even though you are taking a controlled substance. You control the narrative. You know what's going on. And so do your research. See if you have anything that is going on in your body, right? Anything. And I mean anything. See if you got anything going on in your body. And then I challenge you to be like, okay, let me see if there's a plant out here that can help. Let me see if there's something in this THC stuff that Georgette is talking about, and let's see if it can really help me. I'm talking about anything going on with your heart, anything going on with your stomach, anything going on with your mind, your mental, anything, diabetes, anything, and see if a plant, see if your medicine wasn't derived from a plant. And I know people who take pain meds, y'all be like, oh, it's just a little this and that. Honey, you don't really know what you're consuming. Some of those things got formaldehyde in it. It's preserving your insides to live longer than you. But that, you know, that's just getting off the subject a little bit. But take your time and do your research. Learn what's working for you. Learn that different hemp products help different things. Like I said, just always do your research. And if you are in a state where marijuana is legal and, you know, people use it for their cataracts and their glaucoma and maybe they've had eating disorders and they use it for appetite, or maybe they use it opposite, appetite suppressant. It just depends on what you think. It's a strand for that. There's a cool app called Leafy. I love that app. It's called Leafy. And what it does is you can type in any old thing you got, whatever you got growing on. And what it does is it pairs you with a strand and tells you how to consume it. Y'all, we're in a different time. We're in a different time. So get with the times. I encourage you all to get with these times. Shoot, I encourage you all to try CBD and THC for yourself. See what that feels like. Literally, see what that feels like. And go tell somebody. And again, I cut my own self off because I be going on my tangents and my rants. But when it comes to a person that has superpowers and when it comes to a person that is really having a hard time navigating through the outside world, that anxiety that is pulled on them and that hold that is there, we may have to go within and try some weed. Everything is better with a bag of weed, okay? I said it. I meant it. Everything is better with a bag of weed. And for my people who out there who can't get your jobs and things, there's another plant for you. It's always another. The mother part of the hemp plant and flower, it reaches, it reaches a different space in your brain. So there are THCs and CBDs and other things you can try. Again, I already spoke about the different blends that you can blend yourself and just using when you're just using different herbs to just be there. Yeah, so I'll open it up for any questions or comments or anything. Yeah, that's pretty. That's where I was coming from today. I know y'all was like, oh, yes, we tied in. It's 420. There's a lot of different things going on in the city. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, we are definitely doing a major Puff and Pose this Friday night. If you don't know what Puff and Pose is, that is a yoga class led by me, and we puff. Whatever you puffing, THC, CBD, elemental P, or nothing at all, because you don't have to at all. It's your practice. And we pose. And it's such a good time and a good feeling. And a lot of people, like I said, I have clients that don't even partake in any of my reindeer games or my extracurricular activities, and they come for the vibe, and they absolutely just love the vibe that is here. They love that they can come to a place and learn about it. And watch this. I normally have a vendor of THC and CBD, and they educate the people that are here during the classroom time. They educate them and let them know, you know, how it's used, how it works, how it has helped them, how, you know, things like that. And so people learn about these products, and they learn that there's multiple ways to consume it and there's multiple ways that you can benefit from it. If you're in a place where you can have it, it's in abundance to you, and it is there for you, then by all means, you know, shoot your shot. Try it. Try it and see if it's for you. And if it's not, that's okay. Nobody said you had to do it all day, every day. And then when it's all said and done, whatever works for you, works strictly for you. Nobody else, just you. And that's literally my take on it. Yeah, that's my take on it. Any questions or comments? Anybody on the line want to have something to say about it? Have a testimony, a story, any of the things? And that's okay, too. Again, as always, you know, I am grateful for this time, this place, and this space. I'm going to give my tribe some shine. I want to give a shout-out to Eat Plants and Prosper. They have been with us for a little while now while we're out here in the community and being great and helping people, teach people to learn how to eat plants and prosper in their own way. Also, I want to give a big shout-out. I shouted them out earlier to Good Sam Health Clinic, RJ Lorraine Fitness, and just a slew of people who helped make sure this programming happens. Bob and the Hope Collection, Mary, Optimize My Life, Country, wherever you are, thank you for even putting all this beautifulness together. And yes, we're just going to have, a good time as we should. And we are all navigating through. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for joining us today, for growing, for opening your mind and just listening and expanding today. Remember, the holiday is 420. Get yourself together. Get yourself ready. Find you a cool dispensary and go shop with them. And as always, you can give a dollar away or maybe even two. Step back and watch it grow and just see all the beauty that God can do. Also, stay tuned. At noon, there's another show Mary and the Hope Collection will be having. And I am just grateful to be in y'all presence one more time. And I told y'all I had a rough week. At some point, I didn't know if I was going to even be able to show up or be here. So I'm definitely grateful that I am here in this space and I am here with you guys. And we just got to be together one more time. Like, I am so grateful, super, super grateful that these are the things that are going on. And yes, y'all keep showing up for yourselves, okay? All right. And if everybody's hearts and minds are clear, we can just take a few deep breaths, hold them in at the top, and release with an open mouth sigh. Beautiful. Take another deep breath in. Hold it in at the top. Releasing out with an open mouth sigh. Beautiful. Last breath as a family together, y'all. Deep breath in. Hold it in at the top. Sip in a little bit more air. Keep holding. Keep holding. And when you're ready, release everything out. Release everything down like you're blowing through a straw. As always, Jugs, I love you. Nothing you can do about it. Continue to let your light shine. Don't you dim it for not one person. Because if you have to dim your light, them not your people. I love y'all, Jugs. Y'all have the most amazing day. Head on over to juicedupbar.com. Get jiggy with it. Okay? We love y'all. We'll talk soon.